going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Kuminga takes the inbounds. He won't shoot it. Dribbles it at half court, and that's going to be your final score. Rockets 109, Warriors 94. Jalen Green, 38 points tonight for Houston. A 13 of 25 shooting. Curry will finish with 20 with 9 assists on the night. But again, Jimmy Butler going down in a frightful fall after being undercut by Amen Thompson. Pajemski was out sick most of the night, played 14 minutes and didn't score. So the Warriors have health questions as they head back to the Bay.
Oh.
All right. This is the playoffs. Things happen. Got to go win game three. We got a series, Goo.
Yeah, we do. And I know you don't like attention thrown your way. But I'm going to give it to you because yesterday you had to remind me, as overzealous as I was, and I still stand on business. I still think the Warriors are going to be fine if Jimmy Butler is fine. And pelvic contusions brought to you by the 2025 Golden State Warriors. You know,
not bad.
Steph Curry, Jonathan Kuminga, and now Jimmy Butler. And I got to tell you, Steiny, we saw and lived through all three. Just real quick here. I mean, this one seemed the most violent, didn't it? It seemed like Jimmy was higher than those two. But with that said, Jalen Green, you showed me and shut me up. But again, I told you yesterday, Steiny, can the Rockets duplicate what they did last night three more times? And here I go. I'm grasping. We got one, and that was game one. But I can't sit here and tell you, you know, I'm ultra confident. But I will say this to the masses out there, and I played a little ball. Young Ahmed Thompson, Steiny, that was not a dirty foul on Jimmy Butler. Him and Draymond Green were tussling. Draymond got the better of him, sent him, and his momentum went into Jimmy. He didn't know Jimmy was going to be in the air, but a lot of people think it was dirty. I don't. Chris Mullin didn't. I would listen to him and Bonte after the show. So with that said, the Warriors are going to need some offense from somewhere, even if Jimmy's there, Steiny, and I don't know where they're going to get it.
If it was a dirty play, not one Warrior in the locker room said it was dirty. And this is the playoffs, and if they thought it was dirty, they would have made damn sure to make sure the league knew they thought it was dirty.
Wow.
The story last night was the Rockets' defense and physicality and Jalen Green. Jalen Green was Steph Curry last night, 13 for 25, 8 for 18. That is a Steph Curry line. And he had the game that a lot of people didn't think he could have.
You're talking to one of them.
And the Rockets were a different team in game two, and they made the Warriors look like a different team in game two. And it's 1-1. And the big picture's got to be you got your split in Houston. Let's hope Butler's ready to play by Saturday and start realizing that this is not going to be easy. It's just not. Even if you win the next three games, and I have no idea what's going to happen.
All right.
This is a physical series, and it's going to take a toll on the Warriors.
And, Stoney, I'm over here melting. I'm sports melting. From you pointing out, just the last thing about Butler and that injury and possible dirty play, none of the Warriors went there. And they got dudes, they got voices that'll tell you fast, quick, and in a hurry, like Steve Kerr, Draymond Green. So I'll leave that there. But also, Stoney, I'm not second-guessing, and Pods is a young guy. They missed the normal Pods. And when Jimmy got hurt, the Rockets were up 8. A couple turnovers by Dre and Curry. Curry, the first possession of the game, just air-mailing it. But with that said, you got to know if you can go or not. And I thought Spencer, for him not knowing or getting to the arena, not knowing he's going to play, I just thought Pod Steining and the numbers back it up. He wasn't feeling it. You got to know. Maybe it's just not my night. Let somebody else go.
All right, it's a lose-lose.
It's a lose-lose.
It's a lose-lose. If Brandon Pajemski doesn't play last night, he gets criticized for not being able to play through an upset stomach. You know how things go.
Mm.
But you know what? He played last night.
Yeah.
And he was a reason you got beat. So it's a lose-lose situation. And that's just unfortunate. That's just the way sports are.
Yeah.
Fight through it. Yeah, he fought through it, and he was the worst player on the floor.
What if I told you this real quick that bothered me? 43 of the 80 Warrior field goal attempts were from deep. That's too many, Steiny. And I know Jimmy is a big part of that, but 43 of your 80 shots were that's Houston's winning before you shoot it. They'll take that all day. There was no pressure on the rim.
Well, you know, Steven Adams is a big boy. Şengün's a big boy.
37 minutes from Şengün and Adams. Yeah, Aquaman, 17 minutes. 3 less than game one.
Who's Aquaman?
Adams.
Oh.
Jason Momoa? Is that his name, E?
Oh, God. I'm they such
look
a loser.
Eerily similar.
Okay, thank okay. you. Did right. I get the name right,
I'm
E?
I'm sorry, yes. I didn't.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I didn't.
Yeah, Aquaman.
Like I don't.
The ladies like him.
I didn't watch that one. The bottom line is I went down the box score. No, Warriors didn't have one player who played well. Not one player who played well. Post started making some shots late.
Spencey?
I got it.
No,
I was
you know
just
what?
About
okay, that's
yeah.
all right.
My guy.
All right.
Yeah. Stoney right. got into all it, right. too. He was out there all chipping. Right.
Yeah, he got his face in front of a towel.
He was 5 of 7, Stoney, 12 all minutes.
Right. I forgot. Yeah. I forgot about him.
They'll put some respect
but
on his name.
Pods wasn't very good. Moody, I don't know if he was good or bad. He just seemed to float all game.
Now, what about JK?
I thought he was, what do you expect?
I will not say he played bad.
He was like everybody else. You can't sit a guy for 3 games and then when the starter goes out, look down to Jonathan Kuminga when you're down 10 and go, get in there, Jonathan, go help us win this game.
Yeah.
I mean, he tried.
But Steiny, 11 turnovers combined by Dre and Steph, that can't happen.
That's a young, aggressive, physical, defensive team.
I got to respect, and, man, they showed me something.
And Curry and Draymond have the ball in their hands probably more than any other Warrior, especially when Butler's not in there. And so they can be pressured. Curry and Draymond Green can be pressured. We've seen it over the years. And last night it affected them.
The first possession, Steph threw it across. That just looked like he's throwing them a new ball. Like, yeah. Not good.
No. 888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors get beat last night, 109-94. The series tied, 1 game apiece. And now game 3 is Saturday against the Rockets again.
ABC.
And I don't know why, but it feels like Butler, you know, when you first saw it, you thought, oh, my God, he may be – he may be done. But
just like Steph, though, I felt. Remember, Steph couldn't get up. I was like, go ahead, son.
I don't know. For what it's worth, like Charles Barkley was saying, oh, he'll play Saturday. Steve Kerr was saying
he could have went back in.
He said he wanted to come back in, and he'll be fine by Saturday. So, if that's the case, Warriors just got beat in Game 2. They got the split in Houston. Now they got to come home. But the idea that this one was going to be easy, I think vanished last night.
Well, here I go, front running. Because if you tell me Jimmy's going to play Saturday and he's fine, Steiny, I still like where we're at. But the bottom line is, was becoming abundantly clear when you talk about an older team led by three OGs in Butler, Steph, and Dre. I thought this was the cutest matchup or the easiest route. You know, Americans, we love the path of least resistance. But, Steiny, it looks like with this defensive energy that the Rockets have, even in losing efforts like Game 1, the Warriors are taxed. This was physical. Olivia Newton-John last night, it was physical. But Draymond said it wasn't more physical than Game 1.
Exactly.
So how can I speak?
So did Curry.
Yeah.
Yep. So, you know, if you're out there saying, you know, the game got out of hand.
Oh, and, it's out there.
Well, the Warriors didn't think so.
Yeah.
The Warriors were in that locker room seeming to acknowledge that they got beat last night, which they did. So now we got a series, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, we just like, here's the thing. And you're talking about, boy, it looked like the veterans were taxed and da-da-da-da-da. Yeah. And that's why I always say, like,
slow down.
They've played two playoff games, and we've seen how they've gone.
Feels like six.
Two. They're 1-1, but they've played two playoff games. If they want to shock the world, like some people think they can and will do, they got to play these games for the next 6 weeks.
How concerned, real quick, fifth time in seven games against this Rocket defense, under 100 again. I know no Butler, but, I mean, Steiny.
Yeah, they play defense.
Ah, man.
And they defend. And whether we think they foul, whether we think they get away with it, no matter what we think, they're not going away. They are going to play defense like that.
Yeah.
And the Warriors have to adjust, and they have adjusted to physicality in the past. So we'll see what happens. 888-957-9570 is the number. That segment was brought to you by the San Francisco International Airport.
Hand off Jalen Green. Takes a jumper over Kuminga, knocks down another one. Well, the Warriors just haven't guarded him well all tonight. He's worked hard to get his points. He's got 35, but too many open looks for him.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Houston evens up the series last night in Houston. They win by 15. Warriors never really got it below 11 at any point when it really mattered.
But it kind of lingered there, Steiny, and I thought, is this going to be a classic Warrior, you know, comeback? Because Houston is not running away with it, but I was wrong.
I don't think Houston's going to be able to run away with it because they don't score in bunches like the Warriors can. But look, the Rockets' defense is not going away.
Man, oh man.
We can complain about it. We can say it's over the top. We can say it's too much. And maybe the officiating will subtly change over the course of the series. But the Warriors got to deal with this. Like, they got to deal with this young, energetic team that plays extremely hard and has a little bit of a nasty side to them. And, you know, I think maybe we all got caught up in, I don't think this team's good, and Warriors own them. And, you know, we were all wrong if that's what we thought.
Yeah, but, you know, again, I'm not making excuses, and you're not asking me to, but the bottom line is, Steiny, we can't avoid the right on the table brought to you by Echo Pest Control. And that was, Brandon Podziemski played 14 minutes. He had a bug. Hey, no excuses. And Jimmy Butler went out. And you were down 8. So I'm not taking anything away from Houston. But you hadn't asked me how I felt. And I don't know how Warrior fans feel moving forward. But Steiny, Saturday night, 5:30. If Jimmy's back, I still feel good about my Warriors in 5. And forget that. Forget me. The Warriors just winning the series. But, I mean, you look at the athleticism and the tenacity and the Zebras letting them play, and the Warriors were scrapping too. So, I mean, Moody said a bone-jarring pick on, I believe it was Thompson early on in the game, no foul, and maybe it wasn't, but I was like, man, they set in the tone. But that game sat there, and I was like, are the Rockets going to really, you know, throw this one away? And they didn't. So I got to tip my cap, man.
Even though Butler didn't play after the first quarter, the one thing that kept hitting me was, and I don't, you know, maybe it's just a credit to Butler. I don't know. But you can't be a championship contender, then lose Jimmy Butler and look like that.
Wow. Evan brought up Boston without Tatum.
Well, but there are times, and last night was one of them. I'm watching the Warriors game, and I said to myself, they only have two really good players.
Man.
The Warriors.
Yeah.
They only have two really good players, and one guy just got hurt.
And you bench your third leading scorer.
Well,
and one last thing, Scotty. One item, I want to put Quentin Post in the.
He made shots late. Okay. I don't think he played well.
But
yeah, yeah. If you want to take something out of the game, absolutely.
I'm fighting.
No, I mean, I'm not saying it's a meaningless performance. It may, because he needed to make some shots,
no doubt,
and so he finally did, and maybe that gets him going for game three. Let's go to this cannot be Bleacher Dave.
Oh, he's the around.
The original Bleacher Dave?
Yeah.
Hello?
Come on, Steiny.
Mustang.
That's him,
baby.
This is me, baby.
That's him.
What's up, dude?
What's up, baby?
Man?
You got it?
Long time no talk.
Tough loss last night, D.
Man, long time no talk. Look, it's so Steiny. Their Rockets are not in the Warriors class. We all saw that.
Oh, boy.
Last night. I mean, look.
They won. The Rockets.
They won.
They won by 15.
They won by 15, and boy, they tried to give it back. But the Warriors were played without two of their starters, without 40% of their starting lineup. And Pat Spencer is getting major rotation minutes in a playoff game. This is abnormal. So, look.
Well,
if Jimmy Butler.
All right, go ahead. No, go ahead.
If Jimmy Butler can't play, the Warriors are cooked. And I certainly don't believe the thing like, oh, he's going to be fine. We've seen Curry with this injury. We've seen everybody with this injury. He's not fine. And so this is going to be huge. And they're going to need a huge boost Saturday from the crowd. A couple of things we got to take away from that. I must believe that right now the league is giving instructions to the refs because we're approaching danger territory where players are going to get injured. And I'm not saying anything about this has anything to do with Butler. I'm just saying in general. When you got dudes like Amen Thompson elbowing Pat Spencer in the face as they go down the sideline because the ref turns his head, that's dirty play, and the league can see that. When you've got Boogie Cousins, who's from Houston, on the Houston post-game show saying, yeah, this has gotten away from us. For example, when they fouled Gary Payton and made him miss the dunk and didn't call it, that's too much. It's a problem. So I think they're going to – and so I like the rugged basketball, even though it doesn't favor my team. But when it gets to the place where the refs are not calling backcourt violations, where Steph is only shooting six free throws because we all see him getting mugged constantly, it's not basketball anymore.
Okay.
And so we can talk about how much we like pro back in the 80s. It's a reason they loosened up the offense for that game. It's most important with this big money now to keep these dudes from getting hurt. And I think the Warriors last night, they cut that thing to 11 and had so many chances
to
get down in the double. Yeah, it just didn't do it. So I think they're right there. Yes, they lost by 15, but that game is way closer than it appeared. Danny Green, I dare you to go for 38 again.
Thanks, Bleacher Dave. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, I'm done with that Bleacher Dave because I said, Steiny, I don't think, you know, the Dubs in that uniform are his kryptonite. Every shot he made, I felt like he was talking to me and giving me the bird.
So this is what I would say to Bleacher Dave. This is the playoffs. When coaches and players have a problem with officiating, this is the time you criticize officials to set the table for next game. Mm. And all I can tell you is Draymond Green said this game was not as physical as game one. Somebody went to Curry and said Draymond said he didn't think this game was as physical as game one. And Steph Curry said, you know, I'd agree with that. There were a couple plays where there was a lot of clashing, but overall, your two stars who played didn't say anything about the officiating.
And the coach.
And I believe, if anybody in that Warrior locker room, because I really do want to put this one to bed, if anybody in that Warrior locker room thought in their heart that that was a dirty play by Thompson, again, it's the playoffs. You would have said, that's a dirty play. He should be suspended.
Or did
this
something.
Is not that, blah, blah, blah. And Steve Kerr said it was inadvertent.
Yeah, that's how I saw it.
And that's the way I saw it, too.
Now I want to... Yeah.
It was a scrum in there.
Yeah,
Anthony Slater described it as you were playing Houston. It's a mosh pit in there, and stuff happens.
No doubt.
That's the way I looked at it.
Now, I'll say this. A couple Sundays ago, we heard Coach Udoka in the Win talk about the Warriors complaining and sending the message to the world that when a team complains, that symbolizes you're in their head. So I'm starting to wonder, Steiny, even if the Warriors feel like they're going against what they're saying behind closed doors, they know they got to bring it up a notch. They don't want to complain because Udoka put it out there. It was a regular season game after that. If the Warriors look like they're crying to the refs or the media, then, you know, we got you. So I'll just say this. They could have retaliated if they thought it was bad. They didn't. They played hard. And I'm going to get a Warriors tip of the cap that they're not going to that card. Oh, they're being too physical, especially when we lived and have lived the Draymond Green experience. So let's,
right.
I mean, how about, I mean, if that's not the pot calling the kettle black, I don't know what is. And to Dre's credit, Jalen Green gave him an elbow, Steiny, a Ray Lewis forearm shiver, and Dre didn't do nothing back. And I was like, I thought Dre was going to go off. So Saturday, 5:30 p.m., I got to believe it's on, and the Warriors know they got to bring more physicality. But for the fans to say the Warriors are getting taken, I hate that. This playoff hoops, man.
Exactly.
That's just me.
Let's go to Idris in Hayward.
Hey,
Idris, how you doing, all man? Right. What do you got, bud?
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
What's up, baby?
Let's go ahead and just take a few steps back.
All right.
If we were down 0-1 coming into this game, we wouldn't have played like that.
Mm.
We came in. We already stole one. I saw the first 5 minutes of that, and I was like, the Warriors aren't ready to snatch this up.
Wow.
But guess what? What happened? Curry's having turnovers. Jimmy gets hurt. Draymond's trying to make plays. And then it's like, literally the only person that looked like they had some Russell Westbrook on the good day injection was Spencer. I was like, oh, okay.
My guy.
Well, he looks like he's not crazy by it. But guess what? He's 28 years old. Wow. He's a grown man. He's not like he's like, I'm not afraid of these youngsters. So hopefully we can rally back. I mean, we're probably going to lose this game if we didn't have a great game. But the way we lost it, and I agree, Stein, the second we lost Jimmy Miller, we looked like a team that didn't even belong in the playoffs. So, I mean, we have to win the next game just to keep it, because we don't want to go down 2-1 and then Jimmy's, if yet. Win the next game, and Dre and Steph, those turnovers. We've got to lead by example. We can't have those things. But great talking to you guys. Always a pleasure.
All right,
thanks,
baby.
Thanks, Idris. Appreciate the call. They had 11 between them.
Yeah.
Draymond and Steph. And listen, I don't know. You know, if Jimmy Butler stays in the game,
who
knows?
Yeah,
but the bottom line is that game was not looking good. He played the first 10 minutes, and they did not look good.
Yeah,
obviously they could come back, but that game, I agree with Idris, that game was heading in a bad direction anyway.
Yeah, and I'll give the Rockets credit in regard to closing out that first quarter. Remember I told you the last game, I felt like they should have been up more. They're up 10. They took advantage of their situation. But in regard to Jalen Green getting those looks, Steiny, do you think he did anything else besides just – concentrate and make the bucket, or why was he so effective in this one? Because he was giving GP2 everybody the business. And that's why I'm like, if, and I told Shasky this, I cheated on you this morning, it's down to you and Evan, I called in, they asked me to call in. If you just want to go to tell of the tape and DNA, he's got a lot of what Jalen Green has in regard to body type. Ooh. To Jonathan Kuminga, in regard to maybe trying to stop him. And he was getting, you know.
No, I mean, you know, you asked me about Jalen Green.
And like just, was it just making shots or?
Well, I'm going to be honest, and this is where people were, the way
you're talking
fans
to me.
Talked yeah. about him for this series, for the first 3 days, they were painting him as a scrub. And wow. The guy averaged 20 plus a game. The guy's athletic as hell.
Oh, man.
And the guys can get hot. And he got hot. And in a game like last night, I'm looking at the guy saying, I think he's got a little Ja Morant in him.
Oh, man. Longer version.
I mean, it's, again, he's a young player, so there's going to be maybe more ups and downs. But no, he just proved that he ain't going to score 7 points a night. And I credit him. Sometimes you make shots. Sometimes you're feeling it. Sometimes you feel like you're more open than in other games. Sometimes you're more motivated because you've played 3 or 4 bad games in a row. And he got over on the yeah. Warriors last night.
And we have thrown, and rightfully so, rose petals at the feet of Jimmy Butler and how he transformed this team. But if we all, Dub Nation, needed a reminder, Stani, his gravity, just how humongous him being out on the court with what he brings to the table, if you need a reminder, it was yesterday's game after he left.
Yeah.
Because if you're going to tell me they only got two guys and he goes out, then it was Steph versus the Rockets on offense.
Yeah. This is where I got, you know, I got to.
Uh-oh, what you got?
Don Dada, 1200. Steiny, please stop. You were down on Jalen Green, too. In fact, you said the Rockets are a team full of Jonathan Kumingas. No, I didn't.
Oh, that's
No, I didn't. Get your facts straight.
Yes, I got Will.
That was not me.
And I co-signed
Get your
too
facts straight.
Yeah.
Get your facts straight.
I just don't like crying for the whistle in the offs. Watch the Denver Clippers series. Watch what's going on around us. So yeah. I'll leave that there.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors get beat last night.
1-1.
Jimmy Butler gets hurt. We'll find out hopefully more today after he gets an MRI, but I got a sneaky feeling it's going to be one of those he's hurt, game time decision.
Now, Curry missed a week, Steiny.
We'll see.
In the regular season. In the regular season.
All right.
And, you know, that's a good point because a lot of people went to Curry after the game and asked him about the injury because he had had it. And
you're right.
Curry essentially said, well, if there's no damage, then it's just pain tolerance. And I shouldn't say just pain tolerance, but then it's a pain tolerance issue. So we'll see. You know, he's got, hey, the schedule broke well for him. Maybe if that game's tomorrow. That's the difference between Butler playing Saturday and not playing Friday. Yeah. Who knows? Daniel in Hayward. Hey, Daniel, how you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Hey, just wanted to come out here real quick, say it's still Dubs in 5.
All right.
Hey,
Dubs in 5, Donnie.
Oh.
Hope same thing's going to happen again. It's Dubs in 5, baby.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it, Daniel. I loved his reasoning behind that. It's a feeling.
Yeah, no doubt.
It's a feeling he had.
I'm out.
Kuminga, Steiny, 26 minutes. We gotta talk about him. You said we won't talk about him until he plays. He played. And I'm not even mad at him.
Why would you be mad at him?
Because a lot of people are, you know.
Say what?
Tried to finish with his left on his first shot.
Okay, he makes that shot normally.
No doubt.
Okay.
Missed it, and then he had one reverse where it went over the stanchion.
Lost control of
it. Yeah, gotcha. So I don't know if they thought he was going to be Kobe or Kevin Durant after not playing and dealing with the mental spot.
Like, nobody would be dumb enough to think Kuminga was going to come out.
Well, if you get on Twitter, you'll see it.
And win that game for the Warriors.
No doubt. This is a chance. This is a chance. I'm like, man, that's unfair, man.
Yeah, I mean, listen,
11 points minus 3 plus minus if you're into it.
I mean, the one thing if you want to say it, I can't tell you, oh, that's wrong. But if you want to make a case that somehow, some way, Kerr should have kept Kuminga in the mix, and because he didn't, Kuminga's not the player he was. Okay, yeah, I'll listen to that. Of course. Of course I will. But I got bigger concerns about Kuminga. Mm. And it's not about, you know, whether he can come to play or not. I'm more worried about Kuminga the rest of the series. Yeah. And to ask if Jimmy Butler doesn't play, asking Kuminga to do what they're going to need him just too much.
I got you.
Let's go to Antonio in Oakland. All right, he's optimistic. We'll get some optimism here. What's up, eh?
We How need it, buddy? Baby.
Oh, man, you know, that was so horrible to see Jimmy Butler just fall like that.
Yep.
Oh, man, but I'm not going to say it was a dirty play by Amen Thompson. I think he was trying to go for the rebound, and, you know, Butler skied up like that and jumped up in the air, man. But Yeah, you know, it's not dirty. It's just tough basketball. But I'll pick the Warriors and win in six, and, you know, we'll see what happens and all that. But we're going back home. It's better going back home 1-1 than going back, you know, on the road 1-1. At the end of the day, I think Jimmy Butler, he's tough as nails. He's going to play. And, you know, at the end of the day, in the words of top 49ers rival ever, Aaron Rodgers, R-E-L-A-X, relax.
We'll do that when we get the MRI back, Antonio. We got to get the MRI back. We got to get that back. Then we can R-E-L-A-X.
Thanks, Antonio.
I hear you.
Appreciate it, buddy.
I said what I said.
I'll tell you what, I love that. That's the man.
Who?
Antonio.
Yeah.
Calling in after a loss. He's still optimistic. Basketball doesn't work that way.
Well, those are our fans do that. They don't go running high, and then that's front running. We don't.
Right. A lot of fans do that. Antonio never does. Plus, but Antonio's consistent.
I got to say this, and I thought about this, you and Evan, last night. There was one play that bothered me just real quick in regard to Kuminga.
Okay.
On offense, you always have to keep your eye on the ball. Guy Santos threw him the ball, and him and Looney had their back turned. Like, this is a playoff game.
KYP.
JK, Looney can get away with it. You can't. That was a bad look. Why are you not knowing where the ball is at? And anyway, Jalen Green got it and looked like Jordan.
That was a great dunk.
It was a great. He had a few great dunks, Donnie.
Yeah, that dude can leap,
dude,
man.
Oh, here we go. Evan, he can leap with the best of them.
He took off behind Santos and still got to the rim before him.
What's he left too soon. Boy.
888-957-9570 is the number. We got ourselves a series. It's 1-1, and the teams are coming back to San Francisco for Game 3 at Chase Center on Saturday. As Guru said, it's an ABC game. It's going to be another big boy game.
Man.
Hell, all the playoffs are big boy games. And
you know whose voice is playing in my mind right now?
Who?
Our guy from Oakland, JD, that called us and said, put some respect on the Rockets' name.
We had a few of those yesterday.
Yeah, but the way he did it, and yesterday kind of, you know, captured that.
Well, I just...
You think I shortchanged the Rockets?
Yes.
Stani, they got to do that three more times. Butler went out. Pods wasn't there.
I am absolutely.
Seriously. Okay,
I be honest?
No, go ahead. Always.
This is from the heart.
Yeah. You have one, huh?
From the heart. What has been incredible to me over the last 3 days is this assumption that the Warriors, because they won game one, were going to not only win the series, but likely roll in the series. How many playoff series? And you know what? Shame on you, Warrior fans. How many playoff series do you have to see change in the snap of a finger?
I'll give that to you.
And everything changes.
But we were being proactive if that didn't happen.
If you assume that's the way it's going to be, then you have not been watching playoff basketball for a long period of time. I'm sorry.
You said it yesterday.
The conclusions that we're being jumped to. It has nothing to do with the Warriors. Yeah. It has nothing to do with the Warriors. It has to do with the playoffs in general. Oh, Lakers lose game one. They're done.
You ought to.
It's but like you understand. Not done. I got you, Stani. But real quick, just I want you to answer this. You understand, and it's kind of weird, but I understand it because I'm a Warrior fan. The Warriors were heavily favored in this series.
Okay.
So that goes to what you're speaking on. A lot of people thought, and this still can happen, that they were going to.
We're going to what?
This was going to be easy.
Well, that you know what? That's stupid. And we all know it's stupid. We do, Goo. We do. It's the playoffs. Rockets are.
But yes, Butler, I got you.
They're
Butler.
Young, yeah. but they play yeah. hard I'm as not hell.
Saying, and they do, but Stani, I'm not saying woulda, coulda, shoulda, but if Butler doesn't go down and Pods is not sick, but they
okay.
were. I got, okay. you know what I mean?
You know what? If Butler stays, I'll give it to you. If Butler stays healthy and Pods isn't sick, it's 2-0.
I don't like that because okay, that didn't happen. But I don't think Houston can do that three more times.
Okay.
That's all.
You know, and
so I'm gonna die on that.
But here's the thing. Well done.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. You don't think they can do it three more times?
I just don't.
It doesn't matter. You didn't think they could do it once.
No, I got you. I got
People didn't think they could do it once.
I got you.
All right.
Gentlemen, sweet.
888-957-9570 is the number.
Ah, man.
Well, actually, we can't have a gentleman sweep now.
That's true. We
got that with Spadoni.
That's true. Gentleman's sweep is three straight wins.
I got you. Right. A lot of people don't know that. That's good stuff.
I'm going to have to channel my inner Zaza Pachulia.
Cleveland.
Warriors fans. Nothing easy. Nothing.
Close out on Gil.
Dibs is going to do his victory lap. It's already started. He picked Rockets.
Download the free Odyssey app and check us out on YouTube and Twitch, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Employee pricing for all. Is on now at Ceramani Ford in Colma. You pay what we pay. No markups, no nonsense. Stop by Ceramani Boulevard or shop 24/7 at CeramaniFord.com. Ceramani Ford, from America, for America.